not going to take too long. I want to give Ruben all the time that I can. He's all set up here with videos and good information, but I just want to say that I'm thankful that I got to go on the trip. I never have been out of the country on a mission trip, and for me to see people hungry for the gospel is unusual. I'm used to preaching at home, and we go down to the Alamo a lot in downtown and preach, and around here and in the States, anywhere you go, nobody's hungry for the Word of God around here. And it's rare when somebody comes up to you and wants to take the time of day to ask you about the Lord and about the Bible. And when that happens, you feel like a salesman, you know, that's got something for sale that, you know, nobody wants. But, you know, and around here, when somebody wants something you have from God, it's rare. But when you go over there, everybody wants it. And I was almost thinking something's wrong. This is too easy. Because everybody's wanting to get saved. Everybody's wanting to hear what you got to say. And they're all ears. You go into the schools, the classrooms. There might be 80 kids in a class. And I've noticed looking around, talking to them. I don't know if it was teaching or preaching, but it was a combination of both maybe. But there was just maybe two or three. If I look around, there may be two or three that weren't paying attention. I may see a couple that are nodding off in the back, you know, that didn't really care. But most of them were just totally focused in on what you were saying, and they were paying attention to it. And I never have seen that. And when Jesus Christ told his disciples that to look upon the fields because they're white, you know, and ready to harvest, that never meant that much to me. I never really knew what that meant. I knew what it meant, but I never saw it in real life. And going over there, I saw that verse in real life. And I like it when I can see the Word of God realized as an example in real life. And you can see that illustrated. And over there you can. If you're thinking about going over there, I wouldn't worry too much about the Muslims, the danger. You know, it's up to the Lord whether you come back or not. You wouldn't wake up tomorrow if it wasn't for the Lord anyway. So what does it matter? And so I would go for that reason. If you're going just for a vacation, I mean, I don't know if I'd do that. But if you're going to witness and to see people get saved, and you've been reading and studying the Bible, and you have a desire to reach people, and you get frustrated around here when no one wants to hear, spend the money and go over there, because it'll help. It'll help jumpstart you and revive you a little bit. Because you'll finally realize you've got something that the Lord said was real. And in the book of Acts, when they were going around preaching, Paul said that one time that when they went into one city, I forgot where it was, but it said the Lord added, you know, daily to the church as should be added. And one time they had 3,000 people get saved and got baptized. And I thought, that's crazy. I never have seen that amount. You go all year, you go 5 years. I got one name written in my Bible that somebody got saved in 2002, I think, for preaching on the street. Because I like to write down who got saved, you know. And it's been since, I think, 2002. And I've been preaching for about 8 years, 9 years. And one guy in 2002, I know, got saved at a park downtown San Antonio. But that's one in, what, 6, 7, 8 years? That's not real good odds. It makes you kind of wonder what you're doing. You know, if you're really doing anything useful. But then you go over there and it's like, wham. You know, everything just, you know, it's like the little kids are poor. They don't have any shoes. They're running around living in dirt. And they're not bothered. They're happy. They don't even realize that the condition they're in. And when you go up to them and you give them a tract or want to talk to them, they don't want money. You preach down here, somebody that doesn't have any money will come up to you, and he'll take the tract, but he'll go, hey, well, by the way, do you have a couple of dollars? You know, he just wants something he says he wants something to eat, but he just wants to go get drunk. And over there, they're not wanting your money. They really want the tract, and they really want to know, and they want to hear it. And they're not worried about, I want new shoes, or I want a new, you know, new outfit or whatever. And it makes you want to give them new shoes anyway, just because they're not asking for it. But if I do go back, I probably will, but I'm not going to. Last this time, I didn't take any money. The pastor told me you don't need to take any money for souvenirs and all that, just what you need to buy. But I think next time I know better, I'm going to try to go back and help in that way if I can. But it was a blessing going down there. I thank God for letting me go down there. I thank him that we all got down there safe and we stay the duration, safe. And we got back safe. And that's a lot of travel, a lot of miles. Anything can go wrong. And thinking that everything went smooth, we all got back. And I would encourage anybody that's thinking about doing something like that. There are places that you can go that really you might go preach and want to see some people saved around here. And I understand you may be discouraged. You may be fed up with it. But if you go over there, you won't have that problem. And the Lord is saving people over there, and the doors are open. And I've seen the words realized in the Bible, finally. Never have seen that here, but over there I saw it now. And that's what I'm thankful for. But I guess I'll let Reuben have the rest of the time, because it looks like he's set up, and he's got a lot to say, so I guess I'll give it to Reuben now.
Amen. Okay, brother, it's all yours. Just hook that on your belt. Or in your pockets. Good too.
Very late, but according to the time of God, it can be used. I would like to share with you something about the gospel potential, and I will explain later. Can you hook up? I'll explain. John 4:38, I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. And also Acts 16:9. And then, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. And after I had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. John 4:38. Actually, it's the verses is John 4:32-38. I thank the Lord that this church is right in the center of the will of God concerning the gospel, because you are helping the Filipinos live their potential. I mean, the Filipino brethren live the potential, the gospel potential right now, as your pastor see during his trips to the Philippines, that the people are very responsive with the gospel. And I believe that's the Lord's work. It's not man's work, but God's work. And as the people, the brethren there, the many churches, pastors are working, we see the reap or the harvest of souls. And I believe, as I show you the slides, that the Lord's coming is near, and the gospel potential for the Philippines is to become missionaries, not just in the Philippines, but the neighboring countries and all throughout the world. And right now, that is happening because the Filipinos have the advantage. The advantage of the Filipinos are they come from mixed people from the west to the east, and because of that, there's the advantage of flexibility, the advantage of being multilingual, adaptable, and because you are brown, you are not hated because you are not white. Many Muslims hate the Americans because they are white, or the British are white, the Australians are white. And it seems they symbolize symbolize the white with the gospel and like that. So I don't know why it happened like that, but the Lord has His plan, and because the Philippines has the people has that advantage of flexibility, multilingual, adaptability. It's good that you continue your partnership with us. So, you just imagine that you are the company of Paul, the Luke, the Saint Paul, and other helpers of Paul. So, according to Acts chapter 16, there's a vision given to Paul. The vision says, come, help us. Come, help us. So as a church, you can continue help the Philippines, help evangelize, and please continue your prayers, because prayer is the most basic thing before a person gets saved. That's why we pray for souls saved, and even a soul is saved when he prays to God. So prayer, your prayers, is already helping the churches in the harvest of souls. And your help also by the printed page. Because people are reading, because people are literate. Printed page or the Bible, the Janet Romans, the instrument is the least expensive way as an aid or toll of soul winning. Somehow there's always an aid, because you know, some people will not listen, will not believe if you cannot show something. So God used the printed page this time in our time as the least expensive way, less expensive compared to television, radio preaching. Although I believe radio preaching is good, television preaching is good, but the printed page is still the less expensive but effective. Even the world is using it to propagate their kind of gospel. The devil is using it to propagate the lies of the devil. So I believe we should continue the propagation by the printed page, because this is the most or the less expensive, but with the use, it can be intensive and extensive. It depends on how you use it, but I believe it's yet very effective, because everywhere it can be used, at home, in the schools, hospital, offices, hotels, factory, even jails or prison house, it can be used. And the gospel drug is not like a man that is always looking for something to eat. When he gets hungry, the gospel drug will not get hungry. No? It does not need water for drinking. It does not need clothing like us. It does not need a vehicle, except when you transport it. It does not rest, because it does not get tired. It will not sleep. As long as people has the time to read, it can always be read. Anywhere, anytime. And it's not discouraged. Not weary. Will not backslide. Will not make a debate. Because he is faithful in his message. It's printed. Will not get sick. It's not afraid to die. It has no life. But it gives life. It cannot be killed. Cannot be ambushed. But it gives life with the work of the Holy Spirit. My testimony is that I was drawn to the Lord because of a gospel tract. The gospel tract, the title is The Press to Found Christ. And after that, I was interested to read the Bible in our high school. And when I come to the part that about the second coming, I was always afraid to read about the portion, because, oh, the Lord is coming, the Lord is coming. So in my life, the gospel tract is very effective, even though I was not saved out of reading of it, but the Lord led me to Him. Because with the tracts and with the Bible, there were questions in my mind that led me to the Lord, led me to the people that preaches the gospel. Secondly, I would like to encourage you and thank you that you help edify the believers in the Philippines. I thank you, your pastor, Pastor Mike, that with the preaching and teaching, you are able to help edify other pastors, and in return, the pastors were able to edify or they strengthen our brethren in the Philippines. So, and again, with printed materials, with the Bibles, with the tracts, with the other discipleship lessons, studies that you give, you are able to help edify. You do not only help win the lost with your prayers and the materials, you help them get edified. I hope you see those things, that what you have done, what was done by Pastor Mike during his troubles are important biblical works. I know it's sacrifice, I know it cost money, but it's important. It's important. And especially with this point, that if you continue this, you are helping encourage the Filipino brethren to live their gospel potential, as I show you. If that is true, that the Lord is coming very near, then the time is short, and we have to do something so that the soul winning, the harvest of soul will be more rapid. And not just rapid, so that also churches will multiply. And my prayer, especially in Mindanao, it's been more than 10 years ago. It's now 10 years that we are praying. Every month we pray for this, that every village, every barangay will have a small church. Even if it's small, we'll have a mission-minded church. And there's a story about the Basilan province. That's the one of the kidnapping capital in the Philippines. That's the place of the Abu Sayyaf. There are now two churches there existing. 5 years ago, there was a church. And now that church has recently has got a convert, a Muslim. And I praise the Lord because they are using the Bible that we translated. Because even though they have their own dialect, the Cebuano is becoming dominant all over Mindanao. Even the Muslims are adopting Cebuano. The Chabacano in Zamboanga, 10 years ago, they will not speak to the Cebuano with Cebuano language. They will speak with their so-called Spanish, broken Spanish. It's called Chabacano. But right now, everywhere you go, you can speak Cebuano. Chabacano is dying. The language is dying. The minor languages in Mindanao is dying. But the Cebuano language is like that. Even in Visayas. And if we include the estimate in Visayas, there's about 30 million Cebuano speaking, Visayas and Mindanao. So the potential is great, although the churches are not really big, but the winning of souls, the potential of winning of souls is great. And if you continue doing your ministry to the Philippines, helping the gospel tracts, the Bible printed, it's we are doing the work of the Lord. And I believe that the Philippines has a special plan for God. Although we cannot read it in the Bible, but according to the plan of God, I see that there is this potential. I would like to connect the word Philippines. I would like to get the root word of the word Philippines, Philip. The significance of the word Philip in the Philippines. In the book of John, chapter 6, book of John, chapter 6, verses 5 to 7, the Lord asked Philip, "When shall we buy bread that this may eat?" And this he said to probe him, for himself knew what he would do. I'm saying something. Right now, the Philippines is not rich. In fact, some people has nothing to eat. Some poor people has nothing to eat. Philip. The word Philip of the Philippines was derived from the king of Spain, Philip, during the time that Magellan came to the Philippines. And so it was named Philip in honor of the king of Spain. But I believe the first word, the first Philip, comes from the Bible. And if we as Christians in the Philippines connect this word Philip in the Philippines to the word Philip in the Bible, we have the potential that the Lord will prove us. I mean, even though we are not rich, the Lord will show us miracles. Just like here, chapter 6. Not just miracles of bread, but the bread of life. I mean, the Word of God is spreading. The Word of God multiplying. This is one of the potential of the Philippines right now. If we will continue our help, this church will help that potential, can help that potential. The next Philip we can find is Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 14. The Philip the evangelist who witnessed the eunuch, Ethiopian eunuch. Again, this is a potential. If you look at the word, the work of Philip here, he was witnessing to a traveling official of the Ethiopian government. Right now, the Philippines has Filipinos, according to estimates, there are 8 million Filipinos outside the Philippines. Most of them are called OFW, Overseas Filipino workers. And the potential is that if they become Christians, they become preacher or just like a simple church member, and they will preach the gospel wherever they are, they will become like Philip in Acts chapter 8. Amen? And as I said, even though this is a disadvantage to the Philippines, it is disadvantageous to the families. Sometimes this breaking up the families due to work abroad. But I believe if we look at it in the positive way, the Lord will use this happening. If we help prepare the churches, the church members are planning to go abroad. Prepare them to become a simple gospel preaching person or believers. And when they come wherever they are, they will become Philip the evangelist. Amen? That's the potential of the Philippines, the Filipino Christians. But they need to be taught things like this. And they need to understand their Bible. This is one of Bible. And also the potential of the Philippines is like Macedonia. Because Philippi, another Philip, Philippi is derived from King Philip of Macedon, according to the history. Remember, Philip of Macedon, the father of Alexander the Great, Philip. Macedonia is poor. Although Philippines is rich in resources, but due to the corruption of the government, many Filipinos are poor. So we can the Filipino brethren can identify with the book of Philippians. Philippians. And the good thing about Philippians, the Philippi of Macedonia, is that though they are poor, they were used of God with the mission, with the gospel preaching. In fact, they were supporting Paul in his mission work. It was mentioned by Paul in Philippians chapter 4. And right now that is happening. According to some estimates, there are now 3,000 independent Baptist churches in the Philippines. And it started in the 1950s to the year 2000s. The rapid multiplication of the churches. Just imagine that. And most of the churches are even house churches. If the church has a lot, or a building, a small building, some buildings are not finished. There's a joke. If you would like to try to find a Baptist church in the Philippines, look at the church which is not finished. But I think even though the situation is like that, but if the Filipinos will learn that even we are poor, we can be like the Macedonian. By the grace of God, we can do the work. We have the potential in the last days. Although we have that potential, brethren, you can still participate in that potential. Because God has a plan for this church. God has a plan for the individuals. Maybe the Lord will not use America as a whole. But the churches, a few churches in America can still partner with the Philippines with this potential. Our church is small, but we support Filipinos going, the missionaries, Filipino missionaries going abroad, more than 40 Filipino families. Our support is only small. It's about starting from 50 pesos, 100 pesos, 200 pesos. The highest is 500 pesos. Compared to the dollars, that is small. But by the grace of God, even though we are a small church, God blessed us with that. Aside with the thousands that we spend for the Bible project. If you come to our church, you cannot believe that we spend a lot. In my estimate, our church has spent more than 700,000 for the project since the beginning. If I look in ourselves with that amount, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. But we praise God because I know that He has a plan for us, and I can encourage the Filipino brethren that although we are not rich materially compared to America, we have the potential. We can use. In fact, out of the 100 plus missionaries going abroad, and out of the 3,000 churches existing in the Philippines, only 700 plus churches are supporting regularly to these Filipino missionaries. Just a fraction. And the good thing is, more than half of these 100 plus missionaries are Cebuano speaking. And that's why I can say that this Bible is potential. Even though they may be out of the Philippines when they do their mission work, they can use this when they will try to translate or learn the new language out of the Bible. And because they're Cebuano, they can still work one on their mind and with the new language. In fact, a missionary going to Sri Lanka, he said, "Please give me that Bible." And they give him one. He's going to Sri Lanka. We support him. I know it will help him, even though he's not preaching Cebuano. But since we are Cebuano speaking and we cannot understand all of the King James, English and the King James, but the Cebuano Bible can help, will help him in his work. And brethren, as I said, the population in Mindanao and besides is about 30 million. The need is great. The potential is great. Because this is great, we can only depend on the great God that we have. Because what we can do is very limited. But with God helping us, with God helping this church, with God helping other churches and Filipino churches, we can reach the world. In fact, this Bible, the Bible that we have, is now being used in Palau, a small nation in the Pacific Islands. There's a American missionary there with some Filipino OFW in their discipleship lessons. They're using this parallel Bible. And it's not our accomplishment. It's our, because you are in it. You have a part in it. God is helping us, and I hope it will continue. I need not to preach you more about anything, because you are doing it. I hope we'll just continue until the rapture. Because the time, as I show you on the slide, is very short. I don't know. But as I said, with the printed materials, the Bible, we can reach the world. You can reach the world through the Filipinos. I know God is using also the Indian, the Korean, Chinese, but as I said, they don't have the advantage of the Filipinos. The Koreans, the Chinese, in fact, Chinese now is about 1.6 billion, but it's hard for them to learn English. The Korean, even though there are many Christians in Korea, but it's hard for them to speak English. And although the Philippines has, we have our own English, it's so-called Carabao English, but we can communicate more clearly than the other Asian. So I can say that's our advantage. And that advantage is nothing without God. But God is using that advantage right now. And that's why I say that, like the theme of Paul in his days, Apostle Paul in his days, the vision help us. I hope you put always that word help. Help. The word help. Because it's great to help. And it's blessed to help. Because when you have a heart to help, you will pray. And when you will pray, God will bless you so that you can help. But if you don't have the mind to help, if you don't have the heart to help, you will not pray. Then if you don't pray, nothing will happen. But if you are like Paul and his team, they have a mind and the heart and their prayers, they were used of God. And they were blessed. And until now, it's recorded that they are a blessing. I would like to end this announcement with a short video presentation of the church, but and I will end that with a few reports about the translation.